This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're talking Mercer County High School volleyball today. Fall practices underway earlier this week. Talking with Mercer County volleyball coach Lexi Stropes in year number two. So, coach, you take over the program last year into your second season, getting underway officially this week. Just a little bit kind of about, I guess, maybe more of the familiarity you feel with the program and the kids here in year number two.
Yeah, thanks, Ty, for having me. So basically, last year being my first role kind of as the varsity head coach, really got to know the girls well. I also volunteered as a volunteer coach the year before, so definitely familiar with most of the girls rolling into my second year. They definitely know who I am and know what I kind of my expectations and what I expect in the gym. I've made that pretty clear from the start of what I expect and things like that. So definitely no issues there. They know how I run my practice plans and they pretty much know what I like to do every day. I've been kind of showing my face around the junior high program as well. So they're definitely familiar with me so that hopefully it can build throughout the program itself. And I'm really happy to be back for year number two.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to touch on too with you. As you mentioned there, you know, wanted to show your face, be visible around like the youth programs, right? Where when you want to build a program, that's part of it is you got to get kids invested early on. So throughout the first full season, I know the schedule kind of works out well where you play high school volleyball in the fall and then the junior high volleyball schedules in the winter. Getting kind of familiar with the kids in the program at the younger levels, I mean, how important do you think that is to kind of try and build the program into a successful winter?
Yeah, it's huge for sure. Helping the youth coming up, I mean, they're going to be my players soon. And so seeing them at the youth level and trying to do that transition and kind of working on some of the defense stuff, it makes them familiar to them. So once they come up to the high school level, that transition isn't so big for them. Working with the youth has been great. I enjoy watching them progress. I enjoy seeing them from the start to the finish. I mean, it's a huge change for them. Lori and Kylie also helping coach at the junior high level. They've let me come in and do all of this with Kylie being my freshman coach. She likes to implement a lot of my stuff that I do at the high school level, but modify it for the junior high level, and we love seeing that type of stuff. So there's no real big transition that needs to happen. Basically, you roll from eighth grade to freshman and you're here with us.
So how much growth do you think you felt like just as a volleyball coach from, you know, day one last year? We're talking to you now day two, I guess, in year two. I mean, what are some of the biggest lessons you've been able to take from last year's experience to now kind of continuing to build the program in the second year?
Yeah, definitely. After every season, you do a lot of reflecting on your team, yourself, what you can do to be better and what you can bring to the table. I think definitely something that I've learned is, you know, you can roll with the punches and things kind of fall the way that they do sometimes, and you just kind of got to let it go and move on to the next. You know, the season continues forward, everything moves forward, and so just letting the stuff go from the past, leave it there, and then moving forward with your team. So kind of just really hitting on those key points of what are we going to do to be better and to move forward with my team and myself, who's going to be back next year, what does that look like for me, and kind of things like that, really learning my role and my place and what a head varsity volleyball coach, my expectations, but also what they expect of me, has been huge, and I feel like I've laid a platform for that.
All right, so the 2024-25 school year marks Mercer County's entrance into the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. Now, you're kind of an interesting, I guess, perspective on this because you're not from around here, obviously. So from your perspective, when you look at joining the league that includes, you know, the traditional, like, local neighboring schools, and you look at Rock Ridge, Sherrard, Orion, Monmouth, Roseville, I mean, from what I've heard, basically everybody is excited to kind of get the – you weren't around for the Olympic conference, but that's kind of what people are looking at is in terms of like comparison. So just a little bit about, you know, joining that league with those schools, your kind of reaction to that.
Yeah. So I'm excited since I'm still pretty new to this, just like you spoke about. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll be there. What games you tell me I'm playing, I'll be there. But no, talking a little bit about the rivalries, you know, I've been here for a little bit and as the head coach seeing those things. So those are super exciting. We've actually done some scrimmages in the summer with Rock Ridge and someone that we pair up locally with that we're able to do with, talking to their coaches as well to kind of ping ideas off of them and be able to do that is awesome. But no, I'm excited. I think the conference switch will be definitely a big change and some learning experience from everybody as well as myself. But definitely, like Murray said, they're welcoming us with opening arms. And so we're just kind of going to roll with the punches and I'm going to do whatever I'm told.
All right. So talk a little bit now about the 2024 Mercer County Golden Eagles volleyball. Well, I know Molly Hoffman, a big returner for you. Outside of that, though, I know you lost a lot of senior production from a year ago that graduated. So maybe outside of her, who are some kids that you're looking to really produce to try and get things going in the right direction?
Yeah, so just following up with our tryout days today. So we've got practice again tomorrow. So, you know, Molly is a key factor that is coming back as a junior that did play a huge role for us last season. I lost quite a bit of seniors, and they will be missed dearly. And they've got, we got big shoes to fill, but I definitely think this group has it. I can't tell you anybody specific yet at this time, but by our first game, you'll get to see who the starting six is. But we're definitely working hard here all summer with our first official practice. I mean, we're going at it, we're going strong, and we're trying to get prepared and ready for the season to come. At this time, I can't say too much more than that, but we're ready to go.
All right, and just kind of looking at like the specific personnel you have in 2024, what do you think are some keys to like this group's success to maybe go on a little bit of a run this season?
Yeah, I definitely think that with new people coming on into new positions, I mean, everybody has a role on any given day. Executing that role and really bringing it to every team and just going hard nonstop, playing to every point, to every whistle, and really just chasing after everything that we possibly can. I think some huge pieces for us will just be executing where we need to, putting the ball where they're not, and trying to keep them on their toes, you know, getting that smart IQ volleyball and basically trying to find our way on where we're going to score points and where we're going to work the team.
Mercer County Volleyball Coach Lexi Stropes joining us. Coach Stropes, good luck in 2024.
Thanks, Ty.